Many people have doubts about their relationship to God. Sometimes they wonder, even though they have believed on Christ, whether they will ever get to heaven. Well, God makes it clear in His Word that if a person sincerely believes on Jesus Christ, he need never doubt his salvation. We are told in John's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 24, that Jesus said, "He that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." What is it to hear God's word? It is much more than hearing with the physical ear. It is hearing with the heart, and by faith receiving the truth into the heart. Those who hear Christ respond to the call of Christ. Those who refuse to hear him ignore him and reject his great salvation. We read in John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." They hear and they follow Christ. Thus, when our Lord speaks of hearing his word, he is referring to receiving the truth into the heart. Now, everlasting life becomes the possession immediately of those who not only hear Christ's word, but believe on the one who sent him. The Lord Jesus is not teaching that one can be saved by believing in the Father only. There are many people who think this, but the meaning of these words goes deeper. The Lord Jesus made it clear that for one to receive eternal life, he must believe in the God who sent Jesus Christ as well as in Christ. Whoever hears the word of Christ and believes in the Father and the Son, according to the Lord Jesus, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation or judgment, but is passed from death unto life. Now, everlasting life is spoken of as the believer's present possession, his gift immediately upon hearing the word of Christ. Everlasting life means more than endless duration. It embodies the entire work of God in the life of the believer, such as forgiveness for sins, justification, adoption into the family of God, and regeneration. All these become the inheritance of the child of God instantaneously. Even more than this, our Lord declared that the believer shall not come into condemnation or judgment. The wicked will be judged for their sins at the great white throne judgment of God. But believers will never stand before God in judgment for their sins, which have already been judged in the person of Christ on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says, "God hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Christ bore the judgment we rightfully deserve. Paul says in Romans 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." The true believer is passed from death unto life. He who was spiritually dead becomes spiritually alive in Christ. This is not merely a change of one's attitude. It is a complete transformation of life. One mastered by the guilt and power of sin suddenly turns to walk in the light as Christ is in the light. No one can achieve this within himself. It demands the intervention of God through Jesus Christ. Verse 25 tells us, "The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall hear and shall live." The dead of whom Christ speaks in this verse are not the physical dead, but the spiritual dead. In Romans 5:12 we read, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Everyone born into this world is marked by Adam's transgression. Thus we all need a spiritual resurrection, that we might walk in newness of life. Our Lord said, "The hour is coming and now is." He was referring to the dispensation of the grace of God, in particular to the present age, which began at the birth of Christ and will continue until he returns. It was as though our Lord said, "This hour will continue even as it is in progress at this moment." It is the hour when anyone, in spite of his sinfulness, may hear the voice of the Son of God and be saved. Now, to hear the voice of the Son of God is to appropriate by faith what he has said in his word, the inspired word of God in its entirety. I read in Romans 10, 9 and 10, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Passages such as this, as well as Christ's words as recorded in the Gospels, ought to be received as the voice of the Son of God. Whenever you and I pick up the Word of God to look prayerfully into it and study it, we shall hear the voice of the Son of God. No wonder the psalmist said, "Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day." When we realize that this book we honor and treasure is the Word of Christ, we shall spend more time searching the Scriptures. Now we read in verses 26 and 27, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." The Father giving life to the Son means that as the Father is the source of all life, so is the Son. Jesus Christ possesses the authority to give life to those who are willing to believe that through the Father he is the source of life. Further, the Father hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Christ is the judge, because he is the Son of Man. That is, he is the Father's representative before man, and man's representative before the Father. Now, quite obviously, the Pharisees were astounded at what the Lord Jesus was saying, as the next statement makes clear, verses 28 and 29. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of condemnation." The hour spoken of here is different from the hour spoken of in verse 25. There he says the hour is coming and now is. But here we see that the hour spoken of is yet future, when all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Here he refers to those who are physically dead in contrast to those that are spiritually dead. Presently our Lord is quickening the souls of men, but the day is coming when he will quicken the bodies of men. Every corpse lowered into the grave will someday be raised. But have not the bodies deteriorated and gone back to dust? How will they be raised? This is no problem for the God who created them. He will recreate them the second time. Well, we're going to pick it up at this point tomorrow, but I trust that the Holy Spirit will use God's word in your heart, especially if you don't know Jesus Christ. Oh, friend, come to him before it's too late. The door of salvation is open now for you, and God says, "Come, come unto me." And if you come unto him and sincerely believe on him and trust him as your Savior and Lord, you will be saved for all eternity. Do it right now. God and Heavenly Father, we pray that some who have been burdened with sin will lay all their sins at the feet of Jesus and claim him as Savior and Lord. For I pray in his blessed name. Amen.